Today on The King is Coming.
Most conservative Bible scholars believe that the restrainer is the Holy Spirit who indwells believers. So in other words, the Holy Spirit through the church is holding back like giant levees during a hurricane, holding back the floodwaters, the tsunami of sin that will flood the earth once we're taken up in the rapture. Everybody wants to know, when is Antichrist coming? You're going to find out next on The King is Coming.
Join Jeff Kinley in our newest series, where ancient questions meet brand new insights. Questions like, how can Christ be both God and man? Why is there so much pain in the world if it was created by an all-loving God? This series will invite you to ask hard questions. It will challenge your thinking and push you to seek God for inspiring revelations only found in the scriptures. Ready for a journey that challenges everything you think you knew about faith? Let's dive in together. For any gift of $45 or more to The King is Coming, ask for your copy of our amazing 7-part DVD set, Uncovering the Mysteries of God. Call now or go to thekingiscoming.com today. Thank you.
I'm very excited to tell you about a brand new book I've written called God's Grand Finale, Wrath, Grace, and Glory in Earth's Final Days. This book is so exciting because I basically take you through the entire book of Revelation, but from a slightly different perspective. What we discover is that the book of Revelation was not just written to tell us what's going to happen in the end times, but God wrote his last ever book to tell us about himself. And so Revelation becomes not just a book about the future, but a book to help you encounter God. And I go through it and highlight 13 amazing attributes of God that really rise out of the book of Revelation that help us become more intimate in our relationship with Him.
For any gift of $20 or more to World Prophetic Ministry, you will get your copy of Jeff's newest book, God's Grand Finale. You will be inspired and challenged as you learn about God's wrath, grace, and glory. To get your copy today, visit thekingiscoming.com or call 1-800-622-2767.
Well, thanks so much for joining me today on The King is Coming. We're in a 7-part series on Antichrist, the coming Prince of Darkness. We talked a little bit in the last episode about his character. Who is he? What's he like? What's his MO? What do we know about him? What's kind of the silhouette outline of who he is? But Scripture also tells us something about the timing of when he is coming. In fact, Scripture tells us about 7 different clues as to how we can narrow down when the Antichrist is going to come upon the scene. So I want to talk about 7 different prophecies that give us a clue as to these timings of Antichrist coming. The first is this, is that Antichrist cannot appear on the scene officially until Israel has returned to the land and become a nation again. Now think about this for a second. Satan has wanted to have his Antichrist come on the scene because in the end, he's going to rule the world, right? And this is something, as we'll see later on, that Satan has wanted since the very beginning. But Israel has not been a nation since 70 AD, when the Roman general Titus marched into Jerusalem and sacked the temple, destroyed and burned the temple, and the Jews were scattered to hundreds of nations. Since that point, guess what? There hasn't been an Israel. But in order for the prophecies of Revelation and Daniel to take place, then guess what has to happen? Israel has to be a nation. In order for Antichrist to do what he's going to do, Israel has to be a nation. Well, guess what happened? As you know, May 14th, 1948, Israel officially had statehood again. They officially became a nation. And Jews have been flooding into the promised land ever since then. And so now, up to close to half of all the Jews in the world now live in Israel, and they're coming in more and more all the time. So that prophecy is an ongoing prophecy being fulfilled. So that's the first clue, the first sign is that Israel has to be a nation. We say, Jeff, wait a minute, that's already happened. So you mean Antichrist is going to come on this side of that? Yes, that's right. So that's the first prophecy. Here's a second clue. Scripture tells us that he's going to come during a time of great lawlessness and wickedness. Now, what do we mean by that? Well, Scripture tells us in Matthew chapter 24, among the things he says in verse 12, he says, "And because lawlessness is increased, most people's love will become cold." And then over in chapter 24, verse 37, he says this. He says, "For the coming of the Son of Man will be just like in the days of Noah." So as we categorize this period, this era of time called the tribulation, this time when Antichrist will appear and will arise and will reign, it's marked by lawlessness and it's marked by great wickedness. You say, "Jeff, what does he mean by the days of Noah there?" Well, as you've seen on The King is Coming, we have a whole book called As It Was in the Days of Noah. And in Genesis chapter 6, the Bible tells us that those days were marked by godlessness. Well, that's what Antichrist is going to promote. By violence, he's going to have a great military army. He's going to kill lots of Christians and Jews. It's marked by sexual immorality. This is something that's going to explode in the tribulation period, according to Revelation chapter 9. And it's also marked by apostasy, which we'll see here in a minute. But here's the thing, that this timing of Antichrist appearing is going to be during a time where, for some reason, there's no restraining influence there. Some reason there aren't godly people speaking up. The whole earth is going to party like it's 1999. They're going to party like it's Mardi Gras on steroids. And so that's what the days of Noah mean. And so these days are going to return, Jesus says, in the last days during the time of Antichrist. So if you want to know when Antichrist is going to appear, look for the world to become more and more wicked. And of course, we're seeing that happen globally right now in many ways, which we'll talk more about in this series. Here's a third clue that we have, is that Antichrist is going to appear during a time when globalism is on the rise or is being promoted. Now, what is globalism? Well, globalism is the idea that nations sort of dissolve themselves and are sort of absorbed as nation states into a one world government, or what some people call today a global governance system. And we've talked about this on The King is Coming. We've talked about the World Economic Forum. We've talked about the World Health Organization, the United Nations, the European Union. All of these organizations are promoting a one world government. Now, why are they doing that? Well, we'll talk again more about that later, but because there's crises in the world they claim are existential threats to humanity. Things like climate change, things like diseases, things like wars and other things. And so they want countries to dissolve their borders and to all come together as one single government. Now, is that something new? Well, no, it's not. In fact, we go back to the book of Genesis. In Genesis chapters 10 and 11, we find a lone individual by the name of Nimrod. And this guy named Nimrod, he wanted to basically create universal oneness. And so he was the instigator behind this thing we call the Tower of Babel. And the Tower of Babel was built, so they said, "Let's build us a tower that reaches to heaven." And on these ziggurat type structures back in those days in the ancient Near East, they built these things so that they would have a worship service at the top of it. They would have basically an altar at the top, and they would worship their God. The idea was that they wanted to build their own worship altar. They wanted to build their own tower. They wanted to worship their own God, and they wanted to do it as united as one. And so, as you know, God came along and he destroyed the languages and confused the languages. That's why they call it Babel, by the way. But here's the other thing. Josephus, the Jewish writer, wrote at the end of the first century, he wrote this. He said he believed that the Tower of Babel was built high so that just in case God would flood the earth again, they'd be safe. So it's a way to escape from God, escape from God's judgment, and to bring all the nations together. Well, this is what we're seeing happen today, not with a tower built up to heaven, but if you will, a political tower where they're bringing all people together, all nations together to form one global government. And many people among these global elites are calling for one man to lead that global government. It's as if they're reading the Bible and just simply acting out the script. Now, that hasn't happened yet, but we're in a season where calls for global governance are happening all over the world. Former Prince, now King Charles of England, calls for a global governance. Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum, Ban Ki-moon, the former Secretary General of the United Nations, and many, many others are saying, yes, we've got to lay aside our differences and come together as one. Now, the Bible tells us in Revelation 13, in Daniel 2 and 7, and also in Revelation 17, that this global government will come together in the last day. Something's going to happen. Someone's going to happen to bring them together after this incredible crisis is going to come on the planet. So that's the third clue we have. And globalism, by the way, is essential for Antichrist's reign. He can't be Antichrist unless the world is willing to come together. So watch as we see those pieces of the puzzle come back together. Here's a fourth clue that we have about the last days, and particularly about Antichrist and when he's going to come on the scene, is that he will come on the scene during a time of instability in the Middle East. Now, when we go to the book of Daniel and we go to chapter 9, this is what we read. In verse 27, it says, "And he," this is the prince who's coming, the Antichrist, "will make a firm covenant with the many." Now, who's the many there? Well, the many, according to the book of Daniel and the context there, is the Jewish people. So the Antichrist is going to make, he's going to strike, he's going to write a peace covenant with the Jewish people. And people have asked, what's the nature of this peace covenant? Well, we're going to talk more about that here in just a minute on The King is Coming, so stay tuned. We're living in a world filled with chaos, confusion, and quite frankly, wickedness. The world needs Jesus now, at this time, more than ever before. The King is Coming is helping to meet that need by bringing hope, help, and clarity to people who desperately need it. Please consider a donation to this ministry. Be a monthly donor, be a weekly donor, anything to help partner with us to help get the gospel out to the world. We appreciate your prayerful consideration. So what is the nature of this covenant that Antichrist will strike with Israel? Well, some translations, when you look at the Hebrew nuance, it could mean to strengthen a covenant. So conceivably, it's possible that Antichrist will take a covenant that's previously been struck or written or signed, or maybe many. He'll maybe combine these things together and have a combined sort of a smorgasbord covenant. Or he could bring up ideas all of his own, something that no one else has ever thought of. You know, right now in the Middle East, people are talking about a two-state solution. They're talking about ceasefire. They're talking about peace. Guess what? Every American president since Richard Nixon has tried to bring peace to the Middle East. Every one of them has failed. My friend, Antichrist will not fail. He's going to be so cunning, so shrewd, so strategic, so politically savvy, so connected, so powerful, that he's going to be able to bring people together and to allow Israel to be at peace. And Scripture tells us they'll be living in unwalled cities. They'll be in the latter days. They'll be at peace. So he's going to bring this sense of peace. Now, right now, as I speak, the war is going on in Israel, in Gaza and in the north. And this incredible attack on October 7th, 2023, that launched this war. And so right now, Israel, specifically Israel, Jerusalem, is a powder keg. It's a volatile boiling pot that could boil over to the rest of the world at any moment. In fact, the rest of the world is already involved in some ways. Iran is supplying assets to Hamas, and the United States and others are supplying assets to Israel. So really is a world war going on. But right now, the world is crying for peace, and they're calling on Israel just simply to lay down their weapons. But just keep in mind, if Israel lays down their weapons, then Hamas comes in and destroys them. If Hamas lays down their weapons, then there's peace in the land. So Antichrist is coming to bring peace. So as we find ourselves in an era, in a time where there's great instability in the Middle East, this tells us that we are ripe for Antichrist coming on the scene. And so this is the general time period of when Antichrist will appear. And that's a fourth very important clue that we need to pay attention to. Here's a fifth one here. A fifth clue is that this Antichrist person is going to appear during a time or around a time of apostasy. Now, the word apostasy literally means to stand away from, means to remove yourself from something. And the idea is that the whole earth is going to finally stand themselves completely away from God, completely away from God's truth. But we see that beginning even right now. In fact, in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 3, a verse we looked at last time, it says that he will not appear until the day of the Lord comes. And the day of the Lord will not come until, it says, the apostasy comes first. So there's going to be a great falling away. Now, Paul in 2 Timothy tells us that this falling away is going to be marked by a lot of characteristics. I want to read to you what Paul says here about the last days. He says in 2 Timothy 3, verse 1, but realize this, that in the last days, difficult times will come. For men will be lovers of self, lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, revilers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, he says, unloving, irreconcilable, malicious gossips, without self-control, brutal, haters of good. He says, treacherous, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, holding to a form of godliness, but he says they have denied its power. He says, avoid such men as these. So this apostasy, this falling away, we're seeing happen right now, obviously in culture and in society, but also in the church as well, as we're seeing not only individual churches, but high-profile pastors and preachers and teachers and authors and even TV show hosts and whole denominations that are distancing themselves from basic orthodoxy or biblical Christianity. And they're basically picking and choosing which parts of the Bible they want to agree on or they want to believe. And so that's a part of the apostasy. Apostasy comes in two ways. It comes doctrinally, not believing what the Bible says, and it comes morally, not obeying or behaving as the Bible says is right and proper and righteous and holy. And so this whole idea of the Antichrist coming in the last days, well, not only as we've seen over in the Middle East with the instability and the lack of peace, but also just in world global culture at large. We're living, as we saw earlier, in the days of Noah. We're ramping up, if you will, to those days of Noah. And so we're seeing this apostasy be greater and greater, almost like the floodwaters kind of encroaching in on the shore. And so the Bible tells us that Satan is very cunning, and he's obviously hiding the identity of Antichrist right now. But what he's doing is he's setting the stage for Antichrist to come on the scene, because he's going to be someone that's going to be received and accepted by all the people that are participating in the lawlessness, in the violence, and in the immorality. And so this whole idea of apostasy is a huge, huge clue as to the timing of Satan's man of sin being able to be revealed. Here's a fifth clue, or a fifth prophetic clue that God gives us about the timing of Antichrist. It tells us he's going to come during a time of worldwide crisis. Now, how do we know that? Well, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, Paul tells us about exactly what Antichrist is going to do when he comes. And it tells us that he's going to come in chapter 5 and verse 1. It says, now the times and the epochs, brethren, of this timing of the rapture and the coming of the Lord, he says, you have no need for anything to be written to you, for you yourselves know that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. For while they are saying peace and safety, then sudden destruction will come upon them. So there's going to be a several part kind of chronology of the last days, as we'll talk about. There's going to be, we're talking about in a minute, the coming of the Lord and the rapture of the church. There's going to be the revelation of Antichrist. And then after that, it's going to be the destruction or the judgments of God that are going to come. Now, in order for Satan, through Antichrist, to gain control of the masses, which is his end game goal, okay, there has to be a crisis. There has to be something that creates within humanity a sense of great global need. And we'll talk about that crisis here in just a moment. But in Revelation chapter 6, verses 1 and 2, it says that Antichrist is coming as a rider on the white horse, and he's going to bring peace. We know it's peace because it says he has a bow, but no arrows. And after that, it says peace is taken away. So we know that the first rider on the white horse in Revelation 6 establishes a sense of peace there. But how is this worldwide crisis going to take place? How do we know this? Well, let's go back, just rewind a couple of years back to the whole COVID pandemic, the whole COVID crisis. How did it begin? Well, it began with alarming announcements and statistics and threats of death. It began with a crisis. What did that create? That created a sense of chaos and panic among the populace, really among the whole globe. I mean, people, okay, well, what do I need to do? I don't want to die. I don't want there to be bodies stacked in the streets. So there was a crisis that led to a chaos. And then all of a sudden, here comes the governments of the world bringing a sense of calm. No, it's going to be okay. Just do what we tell you to do. Stay home or don't go these places or make sure you wear a mask or whatever it might be. And people all of a sudden, well, I think I'm going to be okay now. And then after the calm came the compliance. I know, at least in our country, we all got checks. There was this stimulus check that arrived in the mail, and people are going out and buying TVs and stuff. And why? Well, because it just makes the medicine go down better if you're doing what you're told to do, and here's some money to sort of sweeten the pot. So you've got a crisis, you've got chaos, you've got calm, you've got compliance, and then finally, you have control. And the end game here, in the crisis that's going to take place, how Satan's going to use it in the end times, is to have control. This is the essence of what Antichrist is all about. And this is why we see that spirit of Antichrist in governments today that want to do away with godly beliefs and godly practices and morals and bring in governmental control into the inner lives of its citizens. So there's going to be a worldwide crisis, and Satan's going to, he's going to pivot off the crisis. He's going to step in with his man of sin, his answer man, his Mr. Fix-It, and he's going to bring peace to what's going to happen there in the last days. And that's a very important thing to remember, because they're trying to jumpstart with all sorts of crises right now in the world. So keep an eye on that. Now, we're going to talk more about this and this next prophetic sign when we come back on The King is Coming. We're living in a world filled with chaos, confusion, and quite frankly, wickedness. The world needs Jesus now at this time more than ever before. The King is Coming is helping to meet that need by bringing hope, help, and clarity to people who desperately need it. Please consider a donation to this ministry. Be a monthly donor, be a weekly donor, anything to help partner with us to help get the gospel out to the world. We appreciate your prayerful consideration. So we've seen there's coming a worldwide global crisis in the world. What could that crisis possibly be? I believe that coming crisis is the rapture of the church. And that is the seventh sign that tells us clues as to the general timing of when Antichrist is coming. Now, how do we know this? Well, let's go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. He says, "Now you know what restrains him now." He says, "so that in his time he may be revealed." Who's him? Him is the man of lawlessness, the son of destruction. Something is preventing Antichrist from being on the political scene and in charge right now. Something's telling him, no, you can't do it. What is that something? It says, "For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work," verse 7, "only he who restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way." Say, Jeff, what's the restrainer here? Well, some people said, well, it's government, but we see governments going rogue. Some people say, well, maybe it's Michael the archangel. Maybe it's Israel. Maybe it's just a human conscience. Listen, whatever the restrainer is, the Bible uses a personal pronoun, by the way. It says he. Whatever this restrainer is, has to be strong enough to overpower Satan himself. I only know one person who can do that, and that's God. So most conservative Bible scholars believe that the restrainer is the Holy Spirit who indwells believers. So in other words, the Holy Spirit through the church is holding back like giant levees during a hurricane, holding back the floodwaters, the tsunami of sin that will flood the earth once we're taken up in the rapture. And so once we're raptured up, then it says in the very next verse, look at the next word, it says, and then it says, the lawless one will be revealed. So Antichrist will only be known after the rapture. That's why it's really futile to try to identify Antichrist now. And if you think you know who Antichrist is, I've got bad news for you. You've been left behind. So you don't really want to know who Antichrist is. So the restrainer is going to hold back Antichrist. We're taken up. And then the Antichrist is revealed. In fact, one more verse about this in Revelation chapter 3 and verse 10. And he's speaking there to the church there at Philadelphia. And this is what Jesus says. He says, because you have kept the word of my perseverance, I will keep you from the hour of testing. He says, that hour that is about to come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth. And Jesus' idea of keeping us from the testing, not through or in the testing, but from the testing. And he says, it's going to come upon the whole earth. The crisis is going to affect the whole planet. Well, guess what? That hasn't happened in history. And that's another reason why we believe that it's yet future. So rapture comes first, Antichrist is revealed, and then he says the whole world is going to be tested. So the rapture is the seventh clue as to when Antichrist is going to be revealed. Now, one important thing to say, to note on this thing, is that the rapture does not begin the seven-year tribulation. The signing of Antichrist's peace treaty with Israel in Daniel 9:27 is what officially starts God's seven-year clock ticking again for that last 7 years on planet Earth. But there could be some time between the rapture and the signing of that treaty. Well, guess what? That time is going to be the time of global crisis. People are going to absolutely lose their minds during that time. Satan will bring his man in, Antichrist, he'll bring calm. So those seven prophetic clues that we talked about here today, we talked about the Israel becoming a nation again, the rise of lawlessness, calls for globalization, instability in the Middle East, doctrinal and moral apostasy, a moment of worldwide crisis, and then following the rapture. Those are the things that frame the general time frame into which Antichrist will step. And he's going to come, the Bible says, definitely. And we know that at the end of that time, we'll see Antichrist. We won't see him, but the world will see him. Now, what's going to be his platform? What's going to be his message? What's going to be his campaign slogan? We're going to tackle that next time on The King is Coming. I'll see you then. We've been studying Uncovering the Mysteries of God here at The King is Coming. And I've written a book by the same title. I'd love for you to have a copy. Just go to thekingiscoming.com and order your copy today.
For any gift of $20 or more, order your copy of Uncovering the Mysteries of God today. Call the number on your screen or go to thekingiscoming.com. Thank you. World Prophetic Ministries is recognized as a church and religious organization by the Internal Revenue Service. And thus, all donations to World Prophetic Ministries are recognized as charitable contributions under the IRS code.